Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I'm speaking with Penny Green. She is the CEO of the Yield Growth Corporation, and the stock symbol is BOSS on the Canadian Securities Exchange. Penny, welcome.
Hi, Jack. Nice to be here.
Yes. So your stock actually began trading last week on the CSE. I think it was Friday.
That's
so,
right.
So you know, congratulations on achieving this milestone.
Thank you.
And this is probably the first time that investors are hearing from you or learning about your stock. So, why don't you tell us what Yield Growth Corp does?
Sure, we are I'd like to call ourselves a cannabis asset growth company because we're looking at developing assets in different sectors. Our principal asset right now is Urban Jew Provisions and another company called UJ Topicals Inc. So our main product that we're developing is topicals lines. So in Urban Jew, we've developed basically about 30 products ready to go to market that contain a proprietary ingredient called hemp-root oil. So we originally bought a catalog of about 50 products, and then we've spent the past year commercializing them. So we're hitting the market now with our first line, just 12 products. We have another 15 to 20 that are ready to go in a few months. And we hope to have all 50 products out in the market in 2019. So the differentiating factor for us, for our products, besides the fact that they're all natural, very high quality cosmetics, body care, and therapeutics, is that we have a unique ingredient, which is hemp root oil. So it's derived from the cannabis plant, but it doesn't have cannabinoids. So it doesn't get people intoxicated. However, it has many health benefits, and it's just recently become legal in Canada and the U.S. In Canada, it became legal just in October of this year as cannabis became recreationally legal, and actually just today, the Farm Bill was adopted in the U.S., making all of our products that contain hemp-root oil legal to be distributed anywhere in the U.S.
Okay. Tell us about the Urban Juve product line. What are some of the products you have?
Our current, right now, available at urbanjuve.com, we have an anti-aging serum, which retails for $85, which is, it hydrates and just revives the skin. It's a beautiful product you put on every day. We also have a lip balm that's $10. Both are made principally of essential oils, so it's all plant-based ingredients, very little in terms of preservatives, enough to keep the shelf life a year, but our products are so natural you could actually eat them. They're very luxurious on the skin. So those two we've already been selling them. We've sold them in 5 provinces. We have another 10 products coming to market probably in January, actually. We're just manufacturing right now. So that's based on Ayurvedic principles, which see that each person has a unique body type. So there's 3 different body types in Ayurvedic medicine, and we've modernized those types so that there's 3, one's called Align, one's called Balance, and one's called Vitalize. So you have to figure out which one you are. And then we have 3 different types of moisturizer, 3 different face mists, and 3 daily body ritual oils that will all be launched along with a new deodorant in January. So they're very high-end products, very luxurious on the skin. It's a unisex line, so it's intended for men and women. And we're currently live in Canada, and then we anticipate registering with the FDA in the next couple of months and launching our products there too.
So and all the products contain the hemp root oil?
Yeah, so all of our products contain hemp oil, so it's either hemp seed oil or hemp root oil or both. The hemp seed oil is an ingredient that's been in cosmetics for a long time, and it's very heavy in nature because it comes from crushing the seed. The hemp root oil is something completely different that's brand new. It's a very light product. We say it has all kinds of unique health benefits, and we've filed 11 patents which cover our unique extraction process to basically produce the hemp oil from the roots of the cannabis plant, as well as some of our formulations. We've applied for patents regarding pain management and various other things.
So You mentioned the product line is unisex. It's for men or women to use the
Yes,
product. Okay.
we actually have a pretty dynamite product development team. So the president of Urban Juve has launched several cosmetic and dermatology lines in association with celebrities. She also worked at MAC Cosmetics for 8 years. The chairman of the board of Urban Juve, Tom Bond, he was actually the chief operating officer and chief financial officer at MAC Cosmetics for the last 8 years before they were bought out by Estée Lauder. So if you know much about the cosmetics industry, MAC is one of the biggest brands in the world. It does over $1 billion in sales every year, and it's now owned by Estée Lauder, which is a company that does about $13 billion a year in
Sure.
sales. So our team is coming from deep experience in cosmetics, and we've put together this amazing brand. We think it's amazing. We think it really speaks to men and women in a fairly large age range, so kind of going from 20 to 50. And the reason that we're not targeting specifically on an age range is because we're more of a type of person that would go for our products. So somebody who's concerned with their health, somebody who likes to pamper themselves, take care of themselves, somebody's looking for a higher end product that doesn't have preservatives, that doesn't have chemicals. That's sort of the market that we're targeting.
Okay, so I'm looking at your sort of the product line. It's a very nice, very clean design, and I guess it is kind of unisex. It's not it looks relatively neutral, but I wasn't aware that there were sort of cosmetic lines that were marketed to both men and women.
It's really a growing trend in cosmetics
Okay.
now. If you look through the beauty magazines, you'll see that cosmetic companies are starting to market to bigger demographics. So you'll see older models being used in beauty ads. Our product line, we've been calling ourselves cosmetics. We're really more skincare based.
Okay.
We fall under the cosmetic regulations, meaning it's easy for us to get our products registered. We don't have to go through a lot of testing. We basically just have to do about 60 days worth of testing to get our products to market. So technically, they're cosmetics at this stage. But really, men don't typically wear cosmetics. So it's more skincare and body.
Skincare, okay. Actually, from what I understand, the men's skincare or even cosmetics is actually a booming market right now.
It's a huge market. I mean, personal products is a giant market. There's the entire wellness industry internationally is worth $4.2 trillion. So, I mean, men are taking more and more care of themselves in terms of buying products, consumer products. But the other thing that's a growing trend is the use of anything to do with cannabis or hemp in a product. So
Right.
we've started to see a huge demand for our products because of the hemp root oil. And now we've actually created another subsidiary called UJ Topicals so that we can launch our products in the US. We're going to start with Oregon, and we're going to launch our products with THC and CBD in. And then the known effects of topicals that contain THC and CBD are that they can really significantly treat pain. So if you have a pain balm or a pain gel and you put it on your skin, there's a lot of evidence out there. There's been trials and there's anecdotal evidence to show people really will buy it to treat pain. And then people use it for treating burns, anything that's sort of soothing, anti-inflammatory on the skin.
Okay, so I want to first find out a little bit more about the Urban Juve line, and then I want to ask you about the topicals.
Sure.
What so it seems like you're positioning this what as a premium product line. I mean, it's like your prices are $10
Yeah.
to $80, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. About 10 to 85.
Okay.
Our sort of the rate is this range of all our products. When we sell to retailers, we just give them a suggested retail price so they could always charge more or less, but that's sort of within the range of what we charge online.
And when did you actually launch? When did you officially launch, and when did you begin sales?
We've really just launched in the past 2 weeks. It's pretty exciting. So we're launching our product line and we're going public really at the same time. So we've just had our products available for sale for several weeks and just kind of starting to let the consumer world know. We just put out our first press release yesterday to the consumer media to let them know what Urban Juve is and sort of, where they can buy it. So now we're just talking to retailers across the country and getting them set up with accounts.
Okay. And so can you tell us about, your marketing and the distribution strategy?
Sure. We are using one of the top distribution sales agencies in the country that are used to distributing skincare products and makeup products. So we've got several dedicated agents who are working to basically sign up retailers. And our strategy is to first go to the smaller retailers to establish, critical mass. And once we have, say, 50 or 100 retailers signed up, then we'll start meeting with the bigger chains. So we do have some big meetings lined up for early 2019. And then in addition to retail, we're building a very robust e-commerce platform. So right now we have sort of a very very small sort of a landing page almost for our first couple of products, but we wanted to do a fully customized site that takes it that really will take advantage of all the sales funnels and affiliate marketing that we can do with our products, as well as the customization depending on your body type. So we expect to have that site launched in early March. Since it's quite a big site, it takes a while to fully develop. But as we're coming out with another 10 products in January, it'll kind of dovetail nicely with that launch.
Okay. And so you're distributing right now in Canada and the US as well?
We've actually launched our retail and our e-commerce distribution in Canada, and we were waiting for the farm bill to get adopted, hoping that it would, because our main ingredient until today still fell under Schedule 1 drug. And so we've done all the work to basically know what has to be done. We just need some new packaging to go direct into retail in the US.
Okay.
So we'll probably start that within a few months, and now any day now we'll lift the restriction that we had on our e-commerce platform and say, okay, now people in the U.S. can buy our products because we can sell them as is. So it's very exciting for us to have that farm bill adopted.
Okay. And how is the manufacturing and the production handled? Is this outsourced? How are you doing that?
We do everything. Well, we manage the whole process in-house. We have a pretty phenomenal development team and fulfillment team, but we work with labs in British Columbia. So we have to order our essential oils, which are raw ingredients from around the world, to ensure the highest quality. And then we kind of coordinate getting those into the lab with our packaging, and everything's being manufactured in British Columbia. Now, when we go to launch products in other countries, that may change a little bit.
Okay, and so it's pretty impressive. You have the former, was it the COO and the CFO of Mac, is now the chairman of the company.
He's the chairman of the board of okay. Urban Juve, and then he's also a director of the Parent Co, which is the Yield Growth Corp, okay. which is. Yeah, we have a phenomenal team, really. Our management team has experience from many multi-billion dollar industries, companies. So, for example, our VP licensing was formerly general counsel at Aritzia, which is a multi-billion dollar public company. She was also counsel at, in-house counsel for Skechers in California, and they also completed an IPO under her tenure and moved to a multi-billion dollar company. Our CFO previously worked at Pepsi and Coca-Cola, and we also have one of our executives worked at Best Buy and Future Shop. So we've got all this experience in our key executive team from these multi-billion dollar enterprises. So we're bringing that to the cannabis industry so that we can build these product lines in a big way.
Okay, and so let's kind of go get back to the topicals. I saw you put out a news release today. I think this looks like it is just launched in Oregon. So can you kind of give us more details on that? What exactly are topicals?
Yes. So topicals are products that contain either cannabis. Oh, sorry. Cannabis or THC, sorry, cannabis being THC or CBD typically are the main cannabinoids they contain. And then some people consider hemp as well to be topicals. So you have CBD derived from hemp and you have CBD derived from full cannabis also as topicals. So the types of products that it includes would be massage oils, creams, lotions, lubricants, lip balms, as well as patches. So that's sort of your typical sort of topical that you'd find in a cannabis dispensary. And you'll see people choosing them for localized pain relief, muscle soreness, tension, and inflammation. And then there's some evidence also that topicals can treat that people who have psoriasis and itching and even headaches and cramping are using topicals for relief.
So exactly. So what is the deal in Oregon is, how will that work exactly? Your licensing.
Yeah, so we're working with a company that has full licenses in Oregon to put CBD and THC into products, complete the manufacture, and also has a sales license to sell them to the 400 or so stores that are in Oregon that are selling cannabis products. And basically, we'll send them our batches of our products for the different products, and then they will put in the THC or the CBD. They'll manufacture them, and then they'll act as our exclusive sales agent for Oregon. So they already have about 18 products that they're manufacturing and distributing, and so we'll be added to their product line, their distribution lines.
No, but these will be branded under Urban Juve, or is that something else?
Yeah, we're actually creating a brand new brand, and the reason we're doing that is because in Canada there's very strict marketing rules for cannabis. So we want to keep the Urban Juve brand free from the marketing restrictions, so we can do, you know, anything any normal product that's sold in the drugstore can do. But these other products, we've incorporated a company called UJ Topicals, and we've hired a marketing agency to develop an international cannabis topicals brand for us that we can use THC in. And then we'll be subject to more restrictive marketing, but that's okay because we're really targeting the people that are going to dispensaries because they want these products for relief of various symptoms.
Okay, so what's Penny? Can you kind of tell us what your vision for the company is over the next 2, 3 years? Like, what's the big picture perspective? What do you expect yield growth to look like 3 years from now?
Well, you know what? We're planning on building the world's largest cannabis topicals company. So we are planning to go into every jurisdiction where cannabis topicals are. Oh, just let me turn this thing off here. Where cannabis topicals are legal. So right now they're legal in about 5 or 6 different states in the U.S. And they're going to be legal in Canada in September or October of next year. And then we're just kind of looking forward to tracking various countries, and as they become legal, we want to be able to sell our products in every country where it's legal. So right now, we've already signed a licensing agreement with a company called Crop Infrastructure. So they're also publicly traded under the symbol Crop. It's a great company that has a big international plan, and we're licensing out all of our products to them to distribute in Italy. So they paid us $1 million for that. So we'll look to basically look to enter into those types of licensing agreements in every territory in the
Okay.
world.
Okay. So what are the key milestones over the next 12 months that investors can look forward to? What do you have coming up in terms of any new product launches, anything that investors should look out for?
Yeah, when is your interview going to go live?
It's going live today in about 20 minutes.
Okay, well, I won't tell you anything that hasn't been released yet. I mean, basically, what we've announced is that we have 26 products that are registered with Health Canada. And so 12 of those products I've already described are going to be live and for sale in January. And then the other products are sort of outlined in our product catalog. So we've got pain balm, pain gel, lip gloss, bath salts, body exfoliant, and we have a number of products in development as well. We've mentioned in our product catalog that we have sunscreen that we're developing that is all natural. And so sort of getting into the therapeutics, we also have some supplements as well.
Okay. So essentially, there's going to be additional products rolled out in the next 12 months.
Yeah, we are hoping to come to market with 50 products, okay. Just the non-cannabis line. So those ones will be launched under the Urban Juve brand. And then there's going to be at least 10 products that we're going to launch under the UJ Topicals company with the international cannabis brand. And it could be more, just depending on the opportunities that we find. Right now, we're looking for licensing partners in California and in Washington State, as well as Nevada and Colorado.
Okay. What kind of revenues do you think you can generate in 2019?
Well, we've already got on our books $2.5 million as of our third quarter, which ended August 31st. So those have been released, and so. You know, the revenue prospects are pretty high for us. The market is growing. For example, in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and California, the topicals market's growing 82% year to year. We really don't have a ton of competition because it's still kind of quasi-prohibition in that it's illegal in so many places that we don't have competition from the multinationals yet. And yet what we're doing is so complex that there's not many companies that really have management experience to get through all the regulatory hurdles and all the testing requirements to bring products to market. So we think, you know, we have a great opportunity to launch a lot of products in a market with very little competition. So, I mean, really the sky's the limit in terms of what we could do for revenues next year.
Okay. Well, on that note, Penny, I want to thank you for your time and, we look forward to following the yield growth story in the months ahead.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you today.